This is Good News Hour, the program wholly dedicated to the glorious gospel concerning our Lord Jesus Christ, and your speaker today is John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas, and I'm going to speak today on the subject of power. Now, there's nothing that men boast in quite so much as that word, power. Think of the race that's going on right now between Russia and the good old USA, a race for power to see who can get out into the far reaches of outer space first and farthest too. And I repeat, there's nothing that men boast of just quite so much as they do power. Oh, if we could just have a little more power than our neighbors, a little more power than our friends, a little more power than other nations. And so the watchword in our day is power, 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 and more power. But I'm going to speak to you today from the Word of God about two things wherein lies the indisputable greatest power that has ever been or ever possibly could be. And so I shall just point them out before we proceed. The power of the Word of God, and then a little bit later we shall notice with you the power of the gospel. Yes, friends, there is power in the Word of God, and there's power in the gospel. You know, I'm sorry to have to say, though, that there has been a great departure from the Word of God as it has come to us and as it is revealed in the Holy Scriptures, the Word of the living and of the true God. Yes, if you were to read the whole of the Old Testament, you'll find an expression that is found there not less than 500 times. Well, as a matter of fact, you would read, "Thus saith the Lord," some 500 times in the first five books of the Bible, the Pentateuch, as it is called. And then it's found 300 times in other Old Testament books, and 1,200 times by the prophets. And surely, when you think of the Word of God as being the voice of the God, and a "Thus saith the Lord," it ought to demand on our part the listening ear, surely. Now we're going to see a little bit about God's power. If you were to turn to the book of the Psalms and read in the 29th Psalm, and about verse 3, it says, "The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty." Oh, have you ever heard that voice? Have you ever heard that voice speaking to you? You remember the Apostle Peter said in the New Testament, referring to the Word of God and to the voice of God, he said, "It came even unto me." Now, maybe you have heard others talk about how the Word of God reached them and reached them in power and revolutionized their entire life. And not only have you heard them say it, but you have seen it demonstrated right before your very eyes. And they have told you, as countless others too, perhaps, that it all was brought about by the Word of the living and the eternal God that reached my heart and that reached my soul. Now I'll tell you what the Word of God can do. The Word of God brings life out of a state of death. But now let's proceed a little bit further as to the voice of God, as it's seen in the book of the Psalms. If you were to turn to the 33rd Psalm, we read there in about verse 11, "The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations." And then further he says, "From the place of his habitation he looketh upon the inhabitants of the earth, he fashioneth their hearts alike." But it's wonderful to think of the Word of the living God. Now listen to this. "He spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. And so there's evidence around us today in the very world in which we live of the display of the mighty, matchless power of God, and all brought into existence, all brought into being by a creative act, by the Word of His power. And then I should like to proceed a little further now over into the New Testament. We're going to call attention to at least a couple of portions there. One of these you would find in the Epistle of Paul to the Hebrews, chapter 4, and reading at verse 12. Here again we have brought before us the power of the Word of God. Listen to it. For the Word of God is powerful, or quick and powerful, and of course that word means living. The Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrows, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Now listen, there's nothing as powerful as the Word of God. You see, he says it here. The Word is living. That is the Word of God. And it is powerful. It is sharp, sharper than any two-edged sword. You can think of swords that have been used down through the centuries in battle, and if you had them all lined up before you, and if you were to examine the keen edges of those swords, the swords with the two edges, then you'd have to say, the Word of the Lord is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And this is what it does, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Now, you'd be surprised if you would open up the Word of God. You would be more than surprised at the power that is inherent in that blessed Holy Word. You would be surprised what that Word would do, you would, if you were to open it up and just to read it. You would make some discoveries that you have never made before, never had made to you. One occasion now, many years ago, the discoverer of chloroform, namely Dr. Sir James Young Simpson, was lecturing to his students. And after he had given the lecture, he was open for questions. And one young student said to him, Dr. Simpson, what would you consider the greatest discovery of your entire life? And of course, he was referring to his scientific achievements. Well, said the doctor after a second's hesitation, the greatest discovery I ever made was when I turned to the Word of God and discovered that I was a lost sinner, but Christ was a great Savior. That's the greatest discovery that I have ever made. Now listen, if you will open up the sacred page, the Word of God, don't tell me you can't understand it. It's plain to be understood to any who seems to be interested or anxious about eternal matters. And if you come across any difficulties, and you could surely come across many, but you just tell the Lord. You tell Him you need an interpreter. Tell Him you need understanding. And that the Word you hold in your hand is powerful, that it is sharper than any two-edged sword. And I'll tell you what you'd discover there. You would discover that it distinguishes between soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Oh, how deep it probes. It would tell you first you have a soul, you have a spirit, as well as that body of yours. And it would reveal to you the deepest reaches of your heart, of whom Jeremiah says in the 17th chapter and verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The power of the Word of God would reveal to you that he knows all power. Yes, all power is in his hand. And he'd like to display that power in your behalf. You know, God is a God of love and God is a God of grace. And he does not merely expose to his creatures. I did not say now his children, because you aren't his children or a child of his unless you've been saved by the grace of God. But he is so interested in the creatures of his hand that he wouldn't dare allow them to go on and wend their way to eternal darkness and despair without revealing himself. Now he does reveal himself. As we have said, in nature there is the display of that power that spoke worlds into existence. Yes, thank God. But he has deigned to speak to us and put into our hands a book that contains power, and it is alive, thank God. Oh, yes, books come and go. You may read them once or twice for such a matter, and then you discover they're of no further interest to you. But when you come to the Word of God, it's like the pastures that have been eaten down by the cattle. They go into another field for a matter of days, and it grows up again, and it becomes as lush as ever. So when you come to the Word of God, thank God, it can never be exhausted. Therein is the power of the living and the true God, and fresh green pastures for any who are desirous to know the thoughts of God. Now, if you haven't trusted Him, wouldn't you like to trust Him today? Put refuge in His Word that lives and abides forever. Receive Him into your heart via the Word, and life everlasting is yours. Thank you, friends, for listening in. We trust that the Word you've been listening to will reach your heart in power, or you'll be like those of Berea, of whom it is said, they search the Scriptures daily to see if these things be true. Now, we'd like to get a line from you. This address will reach us, Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas. Let's hear from you. Do it right today.